Paul, can you give us a glimpse of at all of what was said in between periods, second and third?
But you really important that I'm going to try to make this sound not like an Oprah show here, but you got to live in the moment that you're in, right? And if you spend a whole lot of time thinking about how you got there, then you're not taking care of the things you need to do. And we were good at the start of the third. I think we had three of the first four chances, and there were some good action there, and we got back to our game. And but you can't always control is the right word, but certainly if you're constantly assessing your last 5 minutes, you're not paying attention to the minute you're playing.
What's maybe the biggest challenge then in stopping the bleeding when you get into that situation?
That alone, you know, you've allowed the other team to build some momentum, and they've got a good team, so they're gonna seize that. But the first, in terms of specifics, is getting your legs moving, right? So you, when your brain's going 100 miles an hour, a lot of times your feet aren't, and you got to change that. Try to get back. The easiest thing to do is get on the body a little bit. But we got into the second period. Our last two games, our strength in the second period was just straight line speed through that neutral zone and spending a lot of time in the offensive zone. I thought through 30 minutes we did a really good job of that, but then that stopped, right? We had a lot of plays that went into their end that we curled up, had it for 10 seconds, they knocked it down, and we stopped being able to spend time in the offensive zone, and we're going to give up more shots, and we're going to give up more chances right now with missing some pieces back there on the blue line, but those guys acquitted themselves pretty darn well.
What went into the goaltending decision?
I wanted to make a change. I didn't like 3 and 4, but it was the exact opposite. If the shots were different and the score was that, you'd be frustrated with it, but I felt we needed a bit of a mental break and a bit of a mental change, and sometimes changing the goalie will do that for you.
How do you think Brian Strait handled himself in his first NHL game of the year?
That pair, Bufflin and Morrissey, were outstanding tonight. Josh going to his offside to play, and Brian, those two as a pair, were just really, really good. Very pleased for him.
Michael Hutchinson's had a challenging couple months. It like to see him get a reward like
that?
Well,
good for him. And there was, you know, that's a big team. They get to the front of the net hard on you, and their back end gets pucks to the net. It's a pretty simple offensive attack, but very effective. So most of what he saw, he had one or two maybe early that he saw clean, and the rest of it was a scrum. And certainly the 6-on-4, he makes a great pad save. What we had always appreciated about Michael's game was there was an awful lot of battle in his game. It may not have looked easy for him in the net, but he'd always fight real hard for those pucks, and he looked right on to form.
Did he do enough to earn a start on Tuesday night?
We'll talk about that. We'll go back and watch that game again, and then we've got a day in between here.
Paul, that final 10 minutes of the second period, is, do you attribute some of that to having that 4-0 lead and guys getting a little comfortable, or what do you?
I think we had some ease in terms of our attack. We scored off some plays into the middle, and we thought we would try that more than the basics of what we do well. And we scored 5 again, so there's lots of confidence offensively with our group, and they like to show that confidence regardless of the situation they're in.